Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. How does an avant-garde German composer become the toast of Broadway and the jazz scene in America? This is the unlikely story of Kurt Weill, a composer admired by both popular audiences and intelligentsia alike. This hour on the program, I'll be playing some of Weill's most beloved songs, including September Song, Speak Low, and Mack the Knife, as performed by jazz's biggest names. It's Lost in the Stars, the Kurt Weill songbook, coming up next on Afterglow.
Thank you. We'd like to do something for you now. We haven't heard a girl sing it. And since it's so popular, we'd like to try and do it for you. We hope we remember all the words. Oh, the shark has pearly teeth, dear. And he shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has MacHeath, dear. Keeps it out of sight.
Ella Fitzgerald in 1960, live in Berlin, the city where this song first premiered over 30 years earlier. That was Kurt Vile's Mack the Knife. Just the year before, Bobby Darin had made Mack the Knife an unlikely hit song and Grammy Award winner. As you heard, Ella forgot the words and improvised her way through the tune, earning herself a Grammy just for this performance. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're working our way through the Kurt Vile songbook and learning about the German composer who was one of the unlikeliest success stories in jazz. Kurt Vile was born in 1900, the same year as Louis Armstrong, although to much different circumstances. Having shown promise at a young age, Vile began to study composition in his home country of Germany, and later studied with some of Europe's most gifted composers at the time, including Ferruccio Busoni and Engelbert Humperdinck. And that's the original Engelbert Humperdinck, the guy who wrote the opera Hansel and Gretel, and not the guy who sang the song Release Me. By the time he was in his early 20s, Vile was beginning to make a name for himself as a leading composer for the Berlin stage, writing works that brought in themes from American popular music. In 1927, Vile was offered a commission that paired him with one of the most important figures in his life, the burgeoning playwright Bertolt Brecht. Brecht's political, avant-garde, and abrasive style meshed well with Vile's musical innovations. The two were revolutionary kindred spirits who found each other at the right place at the right time in Berlin, and their political works from the late 1920s, like The Rise and Fall of the City of Mahagoni and The Threepenny Opera, transformed German theater.
Oh, show us the way to the next pretty boy.
Singing there was another one of Vile's important confidants, the singer and actress Lottie Lenya, who Vile married in 1926. Lenya starred as the lowlife Jenny in Vile and Brecht's breakout political hit, The Threepenny Opera.
You gentlemen can watch while I'm scrubbing the floors, and I'm scrubbing the floors while you're gawking. And maybe once you tip mend, it makes you feel swell, and a ratty what a front in a ratty old hotel, and you never guess to who you're talking. You never guess to who you're talking.
Vile, Brecht, and Lenya became stars of European theater. However, their politics eventually made them enemies of Germany in the early 1930s. Vile eventually fled for America in the mid-1930s, and by this time, he and Brecht parted ways creatively. However, their show, The Threepenny Opera, and its popular song, Mack the Knife, had already been translated dozens of times and made its way to America. Vile's reputation had preceded him by the time he arrived in America, and he was greeted warmly in the New York City musical theater scene. In 1938, Vile teamed up with one of America's biggest stars at the time, the playwright Maxwell Anderson. Together, they created Knickerbocker Holiday, his first show to premiere on the American stage. The show wasn't exactly a hit, but it did produce the tune September Song, Vile's first true American jazz standard. Here now is Frank Sinatra in 1965 with Kurt Vile and Maxwell Anderson's September Song on Afterglow.
When I was a young man courting the girls, I played me a waiting game. If a maid refused me with tossing curls, I'd let the old earth take a couple of whirls while I plied her with tears in lieu of pearls. And as time came around, she came my way. As time came around, she came. When you meet with the young girls early in the spring, you court them in song and rhyme. They answer with words and a clover ring, but if you could examine the goods they bring, they have little to offer but the songs they sing and a plentiful waste of time of day. A plentiful waste of time. But the days grow short when you reach September, when the autumn weather turns the leaves to flame. One hasn't got time for the waiting game. Oh, the days dwindle down to a precious few. September, precious days I'll spend with you. These precious days I'll spend.
Been searching through rains and the wind that follows after for one certain face and an unforgotten laughter. I've been following signs, I've been searching through the lands for a certain pair of arms and a certain pair of hands. Yes, I tried a kiss here and I tried a kiss there. For when you're out in company, the boys and girls will pair. But it never was you. It never was anywhere you. An occasional sunset reminded me, or a flower hanging high on a tulip tree, or one red star hung low in the west, or a heartbreak call from a meadowlark's nest made me think for a moment, maybe it's true. I found him in the star, in the call, in the blue.
Judy Garland in 1960 from the soundtrack to her film I Could Go On Singing, with Kurt Vile and Maxwell Anderson's It Never Was You. Before that, we heard Frank Sinatra and the old age lament September Song from his 1965 album of all old age laments, September of My Years. Both of these songs are from the 1938 musical Knickerbocker Holiday. Kurt Vile's next musical, Lady in the Dark, was his biggest hit in America. The show, with a book by Moss Hart, brought Vile back into the world of experimental theater. The show was about psychoanalysis, and every song takes place within a dream sequence. The song that keeps recurring throughout the show is the haunting tune My Ship, which acts as a melody the main character, Liza, just can't seem to get out of her head. To write the lyrics, Vile managed to coax Ira Gershwin out of retirement, who was still in mourning over the death of his brother, George. Here now are a few songs from the show, Lady in the Dark, beginning with My Ship, sung by Johnny Hartman, on Afterglow.
My ship has sails that are made of silk. The decks are trimmed with gold, and of jam and spice, there's a paradise in the hold. My ship's aglow with a million pearls and rubies fill each bin. The sun sits high in a sapphire sky when my ship comes in. I can wait the years till it appears one fine day, one spring. But the pearls and such, no, they won't mean much if there's missing just one thing. I do not care if that day arrives. That dream need never, never be. If the ship I sing doesn't also bring my own true love to me. If the ship I sing doesn't also bring my own.
She was inclined always to make up her mind. And Jenny points a moral for which you cannot quarrel, as you will find.
Jenny made her mind up when she was three. herself was gone to trim the Christmas tree. Christmas Eve she lit the candles, tossed the tapers away. Little Jenny was an orphan on Christmas Day. Jenny made her mind up when she was 12 that in the foreign languages she would delve. But at 17 to Vassar it was quite a blow that in 27 languages she couldn't say no.
Oh, poor Jenny, hot as a penny, her equal would be hard to find.
To Jenny I'd be holding, her heart was maybe golden, but she wouldn't make up her mind.
Jenny made her mind up at 22, to get herself a husband was the thing to do. She got herself all dolled up in her fattens and furs, and she got herself a husband, but he wasn't hers. Jenny made her mind up at 39. She would take a trip to the Argentine. She was only on vacation, but the Latins agree. Jenny was the one who started the good neighbor policy. Jenny made her mind up at 51. She would write her memoirs before she was done. The very day her book was published, history relates, there were wives who shot their husbands in some 33 states.
Poor Jenny, bright as a penny, her equal would be hard to find.
She could get cards and spades to many of the ladies, but she wouldn't make up her mind.
Jenny made her mind up at 75. She would live to be the oldest woman alive. Gin and rum and destiny played funny tricks, and poor Jenny kicked the bucket. 76. Jenny points a moral with which you cannot quarrel, makes a lot of common sense. Jenny and her saga prove that you are gaga if you don't keep sitting on the fence. Jenny and her story point the way to glory to all men and anyone with vision comes to this decision. Don't make up, you shouldn't make up, you mustn't make up, never make up. Anyone with vision comes to this decision. Don't make up your mind.
The Saga of Jenny, one of the funnier songs from the show Lady in the Dark, by Kurt Vile and Ira Gershwin. That was performed by Helen Forrest and bandleader and singer Benny Goodman. And starting that set, that was Johnny Hartman with My Ship, the melody that recurs throughout Lady in the Dark. Vile's next venture was the musical One Touch of Venus from 1943, a farcical play about a statue that comes to life, and the show further cemented Vile's legacy. The breakout hit from this show was the song Speak Low, with lyrics by poet Ogden Nash. Its languid melody made it a great vehicle for jazz singers and players, and it quickly became a standard performed by Jerry Mulligan, Sonny Clarke, Bill Evans, Frank Sinatra, and many more. Here now is a live version from Chicago in 1958, featuring the Divine One, Sarah Vaughan, the song Speak Low on Afterglow.
Speak low. When you speak low, our summer day withers away to soon. Speak low. When you speak low, a moment is swift, like ships adrift we're swept apart too soon. Speak low, darling. Speak low. Love is a spark lost in the dark. Too soon. And always too soon.
Sarah Vaughan, live in 1958 with the Kurt Vile and Ogden Nash song Speak Low from the musical One Touch of Venus. We'll have more from the Kurt Vile songbook in just a bit. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espresso beverages, and fair trade organic coffee. Located at the corner of 3rd and Jordan and downtown at Kirkwood and Grant, Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, online at iheartsoma.com. And from Central Wesleyan Church of Bloomington, a welcoming intergenerational church expanding its congregation by offering services at two locations, 518 West 4th Street and 3001 North Prow Road. Information at 4thStreetWesleyanChurch.org. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been looking at the songbook of German composer Kurt Weill this hour, who, after emigrating to America, became one of the most renowned members of the New York musical theater scene. Many of Kurt Weill's songs, like Mack the Knife from the Threepenny Opera or Speak Low from the show One Touch of Venus, were quickly adopted by the jazz community, and that's what we've been focusing on this hour. Here now is another song from Kurt Weill and Ogden Nash's show One Touch of Venus, this time featuring jazz singer Abby Lincoln. This is her take on the tune That's Him on Afterglow.
You can shuffle him with millions, soldiers and civilians. I'd pick him out in the darkest caves and hallways. I would know him always, beyond a doubt. Identification comes easily to me, because that's he. You know, the way you feel when there is autumn in the air, that's him. That's him. The way you feel when Antoine has just finished with your hair, that's him. That's him. You know the way you feel when you smell bread baking, the way you feel when suddenly a tooth stops aching. Wonderful world, wonderful you. That's him. That's him. He is as simple as a swim in summer. Not arty, not actory. He's like a plumber when you need a plumber. Satisfactory, you know the way you feel when you wanna knock on wood, the way you feel when your heart is gone for good. Wonderful world, wonderful you.
Abby Lincoln in 1957 with the Kurt Weill and Ogden Nash song, That's Him. That recording actually featured an all-star lineup of Sonny Rollins, Max Roach, Wynton Kelly, Kenny Dorham, and Paul Chambers. Weill's next musical venture, after One Touch of Venus, was one of his most ambitious to date. The year was 1945, and he managed to successfully transform Elmer Rice's Pulitzer Prize-winning drama, Street Scene, into not a musical, but an opera for the American stage. To write the lyrics to this show, about New York tenement life, he brought in acclaimed Harlem poet Langston Hughes. Street Scene enjoyed better reviews and a longer stage life than America's other successful popular opera, Porgy and Bess, and it produced a few memorable songs as well. He Here now is June Christie from the stereo version of her album Something Cool with Kurt Vile and Langston Hughes' Lonely House from the opera Street Scene on Afterglow.
At night, when everything is quiet, the old house seems to breathe a sigh. Sometimes I hear a neighbor snoring. Sometimes I hear a baby cry. Sometimes I hear a staircase creaking. Sometimes a distant telephone. Then the quiet settles down again. The house and I are all alone.
In this love. starry-eyed, peaches and cream with nuts on the side. I never knew there was anyone living like you. Moon-faced, starry-eyed, I'm gonna bust my vest with pride. I never lived, baby, not at all till I met you. At 6 o'clock I expect your call. At 7 o'clock I am in the hall. At 8 o'clock if you don't come by, by 9 o'clock, baby, I'd die. Moon-faced, starry-eyed, cooking with gas when I'm by your side. I swear my heart's nowhere without you.
I guess I
singer Kay Starr with the song Here I'll Stay. That's from the musical Love Life, a show Kurt Vile worked on with Alan J. Lerner. That was a concept musical about the changes in marriage from the perspective of a couple who cannot age. And before that, we heard two songs from the Kurt Vile Langston Hughes opera Street Scene. That was Johnny Mercer with Moon-Faced, Starry-Eyed, and June Christie with Lonely House. Kurt Vile's final Broadway production was Lost in the Stars from 1949, an adaptation of the novel Cry the Beloved Country. Here, Vile worked again with Maxwell Anderson, who he worked with a decade earlier on his very first show for the Broadway stage. Most of the songs from Lost in the Stars were woven into the plot about South African apartheid, but the title song has been recorded on occasion as a standalone piece. Here's Tony Bennett in 1956 with the Kurt Vile and Maxwell Anderson song Lost in the Stars on Afterglow.
Before Lord God made the sea or the land, he held all the stars in the palm of his hand, and they ran through his fingers like grains of sand. And one little star fell alone. Then the Lord God hunted through the wide night air for the little dark star on the wind down there. And he stated and promised he'd take special care so it wouldn't get lost no more. Now a man don't mind if the stars get dim and the clouds blow over and darken him, as long as the Lord God's watching over them, keeping track how it all goes on. But I've been walking through the night and the day till my eyes get weary and my head turns gray. And sometimes I think maybe God's gone away, forgetting his promise and word he'd say. And we're lost out here in the stars, little stars, big stars, blowing through the night. And we're lost out here.
Tony Bennett with one of Kurt Vile's last songs, Lost in the Stars. Kurt Vile passed away in the year 1950, just a year after his final Broadway show. By this time, his legacy was cemented in the theater world, but not yet in the jazz world. That all changed in 1956 with a little help from Louis Armstrong. At this time, Kurt Weill and Bertolt Brecht's play, The Threepenny Opera, which had originally premiered in Berlin in 1928, had just been successfully revived in America off-Broadway. The show starred Weill's widow, Lottie Lania, with new English lyrics by Mark Blitstein. With all the buzz around Lania, Columbia record producer George Avakian arranged to make a record of her singing Weill's music. Avakian also had the idea of Lania doing a jazz version of the opera's opening murder ballad, Die Moritat von Mackie Messer, known in the new translation as Mack the Knife. Avakian recorded Lania doing this jazz version in German with trombonist Turk Murphy's band.
Und der Haifisch, der hat Zähne, und die trägt im Gesicht.
Then, a few days later, he brought in the legend Louis Armstrong to record the English translation. It was a gamble, but Armstrong was enthusiastic, and Mack the Knife ended up being a big hit. Lania was present at Armstrong's recording session, and Armstrong even used her name as one of Mack the Knife's victims, something that Bobby Darin also did in his version of the tune a few years later. Here's that breakthrough recording now of Louis Armstrong with Mack the Knife on Afterglow.
Dig, man, there goes Mack the Knife. The shark has pretty teeth, dear, and he shows them a pearly white. Just a jackknife has Mac Heat, dear, and he keeps it out of sight. When the shark bites with his teeth, dear, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, where's Mack Heat, dear? So there's not a trace of red. On the sidewalk, Sunday morning, baby, lies a body oozing life. Someone sneaking around the corner. Is this someone, Mack the Knife, from a tugboat by the river? A cement bag's drooping down. Yes, the cement's just for the weight, dear. Bet you Mack he's back in town. Look a year, Louis Miller disappeared, dear, after drawing out his cash. And Mack Heat spends like a sailor. Did our boy do something rash? Suki Tawdry, Jenny Diver, Lottie Lanier, sweet Lucy Brown. Oh, the line forms on the right, dears. Now that Mack Heat's back in town.
Take it, Satch.
Louis Armstrong with the Kurt Weill and Bertolt Brecht song, Mack the Knife. And thanks for tuning in to this Kurt Vile edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espresso beverages, and fair trade organic coffee, located at the corner of 3rd and Jordan and downtown at Kirkwood and Grant. Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, online at iheartsoma.com. And Central Wesleyan Church of Bloomington, a welcoming intergenerational church expanding its congregation by offering services at two locations, 518 West 4th Street and 3001 North Prow Road. Information at forestreetwesleyanchurch.org. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, inviting you to tune in next week for our mix of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.